Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany, the Monday before Christmas. My guest today is returning County Legislator Doug Bullock. And Doug is going to talk about what's going on in the County Legislature, as well as his efforts in the Bernie Sanders campaign. So, Doug, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Cindy.
Right. Okay, you want to start off with Bernie? First of all, what did you think of the debate the other night?
Well, I thought the debate was unfair to Bernie in terms of the crowd. I thought the crowd was pro-Hillary, totally pro-Hillary, and maybe stacked. And I also thought the questions that Bernie got to address wasn't fair. I thought he addressed the question on what happened in the campaign in terms of the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz shutting Bernie off on his own database for information was a shame by the Democratic National Committee. Of course, the DNC didn't do it. It was Debbie Wasserman Schultz that pulled the plug. And, that to me is a diversionary issue. That's not one of the real issues of the campaign. That issue for the corporate media and why they want to put it on so badly is it shows a real argument between Hillary and Bernie Sanders. And they want to show that conflict. They want to show the kind of conflict that's going on in the Republican debates. And that conflict and confrontation, which is, it really ruins issues in debates. And so I didn't think much of that televised version, which was on a Saturday night when hardly anybody watches. And, that's a shame. These debates that are being showed on the corporate media are a shame. They're not debates. They're confrontations. I'll
now,
stop there, Cindy.
What channel was it on?
Well, it's ABC. nobody knows. That's just an indication that nobody knows the channels it was on because, the corporate media having that on Saturday night, hardly anybody is going to tune in to a debate on Saturday night, and that's exactly what happened. The statistic on that is outrageous right now. Only about 6 million people watched it on Saturday night. But, as the Republican debates, which are on primetime TV, almost 20 million people are watching the Republican debates because of the timing here. And the timing has been either on a Saturday night or the next one, which will be on a Sunday night, which, is kind of outrageous, Cindy. I'm really disappointed at our debate mechanism in the corporate media. It stinks. It's not democratic.
Now, what's going on with that database in Debbie Wasserman Schultz?
Well, that database is really important for any campaign to start conducting a campaign when the time comes in New York State. For instance, most people don't know that Bernie's got to get signatures, and so does Hillary, on petitions to get on the ballot. Now, that petitioning will begin on the 29th of December. Now, the information being withheld are the walk lists to Democratic Party members that you have to walk to in order to get their signatures. So that list is crucial, and that list being held at away from a campaign is really a fascist move by Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I don't think you can call it any other thing but shutting down the information, fascist.
Okay, let me ask you this. For a committee person, a Democratic committee person, usually they have walk sheets from previous campaigns. How active is the Democratic Party in New York State for Bernie. And all those committee people who can get signatures for Bernie, do they still have their old worksheets?
Well, Cindy, I want to correct you. Most of those people will be getting signatures for Hillary. So, you know, they are, most of the politicians here in the Albany area are totally committed to Hillary. And the committee people will do the same thing. There's a few that, like me, that won't. But in general, those sheets would have been provided to the Hillary campaign, but the scandal is they would not have been provided to the campaign of Bernie Sanders. And that limits you to find out where the Democrats in your neighborhood is. So, you know, it's really a serious offense.
Hey, run that by me again. They were going to be furnished to the supporters of Clinton, but not to Sanders?
In the end, that's what would have happened, yes.
Wow. I thought the parties were supposed to remain neutral in primaries.
Parties supposed to remain neutral in primaries. Except for party politicians who will openly come out and say they're supporting Bernie or Hillary. I'm the only one so far. I'm trying to encourage others to do it, to endorse Hillary. I'm the only elected official up in this area to endorse Bernie Sanders, but almost all of them will endorse Hillary, in my opinion. I'm going to be right on that.
Since the petitions will be coming out soon, the name of the candidates who are running as delegates will be on the petition. Who is running for delegates for Clinton, and who is running for delegates for Sanders that you're aware of?
Thankfully, I don't know any of the ones for Clinton. It'll probably be most of the elected politicians. I can tell you that for sure. It goes by congressional districts. I can give you every single one of the delegates for Bernie if you want to listen to it.
Sure.
Okay. The delegates for Bernie.
It goes by congressional district.
It goes by congressional district, which includes Albany County. And, you know, it's a requirement that, you know, you have to be in this congressional district in order to be a delegate for Bernie. So some of the people that have been chosen, Heather Spitzberg, Larry Whitner, excuse me, Frank Barbaro, you remember Frank?
Oh, wow.
Patty Barbaro, and Josephine Moore, Brian Allapatt. That's the ones that will be chosen, that have been chosen so far by the Bernie campaign. I know it because I was the campaign recruiter, and every one of them are great.
Do you know Frank Barbaro?
I know Frank Barbaro personally, and I'm one of his admirers, Cindy. I've been an admirer for a long time. Frank is a real union person, and, you know, he came right away to the support of Bernie. If I can mention the unions that are supporting Bernie right now, I'd appreciate it too. You know, the CWA, Communication Workers of America, those folks that give you the service from Verizon and other companies that you don't know about, has endorsed Bernie Sanders. Also, the National Nurses Association has endorsed Bernie. Working Families Party, DSA, Democratic Socialists of America, and a couple more parties, Oh, Citizen Action also endorsed Bernie.
Okay.
And there are a couple more unions that have a couple more unions than the IBEW, the electrical workers. And I think it's all because of the fact that Bernie was so strong against free trade agreements, especially against the last free trade agreement that we had, you know, the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Free Trade Partnership, which will export jobs out of America by the thousands.
Now, does O'Malley have any kind of organization in New York?
I haven't seen any, Hillary, for O'Malley at all. I've seen very little activity for Clinton, but I've seen activity for Bernie Sanders that is out of this world, especially young folks. I've never seen so many young folks flock to a campaign in my life.
That's good. That's good. So tell focus on all the listeners on what's going on in the county legislature and the reform movement that seems to have fizzled out.
Yeah, you're right, Cindy. that's exactly what happened. Frank Camisso was unanimously elected to the majority council position, and everybody did support him. The opposition didn't show up, so you know, if you don't show up at a vote, you're not going to win it. Anyway, there's still efforts going on the county level to reform the leadership. That hasn't stopped. I would rather not comment on it because right now it's in its organizational stages. And may well elect a new county chairman. You know, the chair of the legislature, you know, everybody should know by now, is Sean Morris, the new mayor of Cohoes. And, you know, I don't know why they elected him mayor. But anyway, he's leaving and that post is open. And, you know, that's still an internal question, and the reform people are, I can assure you, are going to, you know, are still alive and well.
That's interesting. It's gonna be interesting to see what happens overall in the county legislature. What do you have on the docket for 2016 as far as county legislation?
Well, you know, we just passed a proclamation, and we got a majority of county leaders, legislators on it, including the Republicans, which was amazing, against the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. And, you know, I thought that was significant. And, of course, their vote on the microbeads ban is really significant. And, you know, that was submitted by Brian Clenahan. By the way, that was not submitted by Dan McCoy. People should know who did the most work on that. It was Brian. And, you know, the county legislature, the new legislature, will be real new. I think there's approximately 14 seats that shifted, and both Republican and Democrat. And, you know, out of the 39 legislators, I think almost half of them will be new. So it's going to be a tremendous shift, and the new legislature, of course, will have to vote on its internal leadership, and that's going to take place soon.
Now, and do you think it's going to be a shift for the better, Don?
I believe the shift is to the better.
Okay.
I believe the shift is, you know, not going to be so attached to the leadership like it has been.
Okay. But from the maneuverings that you saw recently, it looks like the good old boy network is alive and strong. When do you see that fading away?
It'll fade away. The good old boy network will fade away when we get more women and more minorities, and more, especially blacks, in position in government locally, which we haven't got. We're just going to have to keep struggling to get some equality amongst politicians in this area. There's there's very few. There's a lot of really good legislatures coming in. Don't get me wrong, but we still got to struggle against the old boy network because it's strong as hell. The machine lives, Cindy.
Do you believe that? Do you think that the machine is still alive and strong?
I believe it's alive and well, yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think there's just one machine, or do you think it's a centralized machine, or everybody, or people like in the legislature, in the city government? Do you think there's more than one faction that controls that particular aspect of the party?
Yeah, there's a faction within every level of government, and it does all come together in these presidential elections. But and we'll show you which side they're on. But anyway, I think there's a faction in the county legislature. There's a faction in the city council. There's a faction in the New York State Assembly and the Senate. And those controlling kinds of machines, that maybe machine isn't the correct term, but I'm close. Still dominate, and it's really a good thing to see Shelley Silver get convicted, though, in terms, and Dean Skelos get convicted in terms of the legislature up here, because that sends a strong message that reform is needed badly, and they still haven't done it. So I'm still waiting for somebody to start reforming that process and breaking up machine politics in the Assembly and the Senate. The Senate is worse, and I really hope they reform the Senate. I mean, I know a lot of people in the Albany area think, dirty, the Assembly, Sheldon Silver, but the Senate is worse, where they can, the chair can red star a piece of legislation and it'll never see the floor. So, you
right.
Get the democratic reforms that are really needed, and much more needed in the Senate than the Assembly.
Well, Democrats seem a little more hopeful with Flanagan than they were with Skelos. What's your thought about that?
Well, you mean Republicans were, yeah. I think so. I think that's true. I can't believe the enormity of the scandal surrounding Skelos and his son. They took a lot of money. That kind of thing was first revealed in the Joe Bruno trials, if you remember. And, he got a dead horse. But Skelos and his son really cashed in big time. We're talking millions. And it's a shame that our politicians are doing this and we don't have any reform, serious reform going. I hope people, some of the progressive Assembly people and Democrats and Senate step up to the plate and start some meaningful reform, because we don't have any.
Now,
it's
speaking
obvious.
Speaking of alleged lawbreakers, there was one glaring case just the other day of a former county legislator who I believe sat next you at meetings. What's your feeling?
Oh, you're talking about Brian Scavo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Cindy. Brian cashed too many checks. Brian's going to jail, and I feel bad for him. And, you know, but as a politician, he wasn't. He just didn't have the, you know, I was very proud that Noel Kinch took his seat, you know, and Noel's leaving now, by the way. And she's really going to be missed anyway for me. But Brian Scavo was an example of the kind of corruption that can happen when, you know, people get in. And the way he got in was illegitimate, too. But the case in front of him about the check-cashing scandal was terrible. You know, he definitely broke the law, and, you know, and he's going to jail. I think it's 2 to 7 years, I'm pretty sure. I'm not positive.
That's too bad. That's really too bad. Finally, for people who want to get involved with Bernie's campaign, now, are you spearheading the campaign in Albany County?
I'm spearheading the petitioning in Albany County, and in that's the 20th Congressional District, Tonko's District. I'm also doing it in Gibson's District. That's the 19th. Congressional District, which is right across the river from Albany County and Rensselaer, Columbia, and all goes all the way down to Ulster, and also the 21st, which Congressional District. These elections, by the way, go by Congressional District, Cindy. The 21st is occupied by Stefanik, Luis Stefanik, and we have a full delegate slate up in the 21st, and it looks like there's going to be a run against that congresswoman. But anyway, I think we're strong in all three congressional districts, and I'll be coordinating the petitioning.
So if anybody wants to petition for Bernie, find out information or help in other ways, how can they do so?
Well, they can get on the let me see if I can find it here. I should know this, and I don't. they can get on let me see, where is it? Son of a gun. I'm trying to find the website that we can go to. CapitalDistrictForBernie.com.
Okay.
Okay, there it is. Okay. Yes.
So
you can go
they
there.
Can they contact you?
Contact me if you want, 426-0883. That's my phone number. And I'll get you in touch with the campaign. If you want to do some work learning how to petition, just contact me for Bernie. I'm not doing Hillary, be clear.
Okay. Good luck, and keep us informed on the county legislature and how the Sanders campaign is going. If you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and download on your smartphone, listen anywhere, anytime. Merry Christmas, everybody. Merry Christmas, Doug. And maybe Santa will bring us a Bernie Sanders presidency. What do you think?
Well, I hope there's not a Bernie blackout like there is on the corporate media now. No, I hope they start showing him and giving the American people what he stands for.
Okay, guys, we'll talk later. You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy
New
Year.
And you too, Cindy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great
Cindy.
Day. Bye.
Goodbye.